Item five, Alice Ortman. Juliet, good morning.
Good morning. Right. The matter today involves Ms. Alice Ortman and her request for authorization to install a 16-foot by 33-foot open-sided single-slip boathouse with a 5-foot by 30-foot catwalk adjacent to her property situated along the James River at 3221 East Berry Lane in Charles City County. This project is protested by an adjacent property owner. This is an overview shot of the approximate location of Ms. Ortman's property. Again, it's along the James River, and it's situated in a residential community. It's about a half mile down from the Jordan Point Bridge, right here. And the yellow teardrop is the approximate location of where her property is. This is an aerial shot of the stretch of shoreline around Ms. Ortman's property. Again, the yellow drop is her approximate location. And you can see, starting at Jordan Point Bridge, there are several residential pier and boathouse structures along the stretch of the river. This is a zoomed-in shot of Ms. Ortman's upland property and the adjacent property owner, Mr. Joseph Sullivan, who is the one that is protesting the project today. On May 26th, we received a joint permit application requesting authorization for a pier with an L head and a boathouse, a single-slip boathouse with a catwalk. The pier, the L head, and the catwalk all meet the criteria for a statutorily authorized pier pursuant to Section 28.2-1203A5. The boathouse is proposed to be 16 feet by 33 feet, 528 square feet total, but it required notification of the APOs. It's, again, it's open-sided and it's single-slip, and I would like to point out that on this drawing, the property, the pier is shown as being 20 feet off the extended property line. This is a cross-section of the boathouse that we received with the JPA, and of note here is the fact that the boathouse at the peak will be 15 feet above mean high water. This is a plat of the property that was submitted as additional information, and this is showing that the upriver adjacent property owner is Mr. Sullivan, and the downriver is Mr. Raymond Gammon. On May 29th, staff sent adjacent property owner notifications with these drawings to the APOs. On June 10th, Mr. Gammon contacted staff. He had a couple questions about the pier length in relation to the navigation channel, but he had no protest. We received no correspondence from Mr. Sullivan at that time. So on June 19th, staff sent a no permit necessary letter for both the pier and the boathouse. This is a photo that was taken at the staff's June 5th site visit, and this is standing in the approximate location of where the pier was to be, looking out the James River. This wooden fence here is the approximate location of the upland property boundary. This is a second shot standing a little further downriver on Ms. Ortman's property, looking actually upriver. And you can see Mr. Sullivan's boathouse is in the background there. On July 25th, Mr. Sullivan contacted staff and requested all drawings associated with the pier project. He received those, and on July 26th, he followed up and requested confirmation that the drawings that he had just received were the same drawings that were sent with the APO notification, and staff confirmed that they were. On August 2nd, Mr. Sullivan contacted staff and expressed displeasure that the contractor on the project had trespassed and damaged private property. He also expressed concern that the pier was built closer to the extended property line than was indicated on the drawings. At that time, staff agreed to make a site visit and assess the location of the pier. On August 6th, staff went out to the site, and this was taken at that site visit, and staff was able to confirm that the upland component of the pier was approximately 8 to 10 feet off the property line. Again, this wooden fence is the approximate upland property boundary. And this fence post is the same as the previous picture right here, just looking upriver to give you an idea of the distance between the two structures. This is standing on Ms. Ortman's pier looking up into the upland, and again, staff confirmed that the upland component of the project was at least 10 feet, or at least 8 feet off the property line. And if it extended out into the water, the pier is closer to the extended property line. However, it's important to note that the upland property stops at mean low water, and extending the property line out into the water does not necessarily represent the riparian area. After the site visit, staff followed up with Mr. Sullivan and explained the findings. Mr. Sullivan wanted BMRC or another agency to enforce the location of the pier as it was shown on the submitted drawings 20 feet off the extended line. At that time, staff advised Mr. Sullivan that VMRC reviews peer applications, and if a peer meets the criteria for an exempt peer pursuant to 28.2-1203A5, then VMRC does not have any jurisdiction to enforce the peer location unless it's clearly outside of the owner's riparian area. And again, this tree line here is the approximate upland boundary, and you can see that the pier is in within Ms. Ortman's riparian area. Staff advised Mr. Sullivan if there were questions about the location of the riparian area to obtain a riparian apportionment. And at that time, staff also asked for confirmation that Mr. Sullivan opposed the boathouse or if it was just the pier. If he did not oppose the boathouse, the contractor could continue with construction. And on August 12th, Mr. Sullivan officially protested the boathouse, and it was due to the closer proximity of the boathouse given the adjusted location of the pier. He cited in his protest the reductions in property value and impacts to his view of the river associated with the closer proximity of the boathouse. This was taken at a follow-up site visit on September 10th, and I believe these pink flags are the approximate upland boundary of Ms. Ortman's property. And again, here's the wooden fence, and you can see that the pier is located within this area, so it is within Ms. Ortman's riparian area. This is a photo of the pier after it was built with the open slip boathouse. Again, Ms. Ortman wants to put in a roof, and it would be 16 feet by 33 feet, giving a total of 528 square feet for the boathouse. And this is the final shot, just looking down, again, standing in the approximate upland boundary, upland property line, looking down to the river. And you can see it's a fairly steep bluff. And my understanding is, at least when speaking with the contractor, that the pier was moved because, given the steep relief, this was the best place for access for the upland component of the pier. These are as-built drawings that were submitted on October 15th. Again, there's no authorization required for the pier because it meets the exempt criteria pursuant to 28.2-1203A5. There is a requirement for a permit for the boathouse now because it does have an objection. This project qualifies for the RP-17 from the Army Corps of Engineers. And staff solicited comments from Charles City County on this matter. And Charles City County replied that there are no legal minimum setback distances required by the county. The county only requires that a secondary structure, such as a pier, be located entirely on the property owner's property. We received no additional comments during the public interest review. This is staff's rough approximation of what the pier looks like now, aerial-wise. And I would just like to point out that the access to the pier is facing downriver. So when Ms. Ortman accesses her boathouse, she should not have to cross in front of Mr. Sullivan's riparian area to get to her boathouse. And this is the contractor's approximation of the pier. The red lines represent the current location of the pier, and the green lines represent where the pier would have been if it were built according to the original drawings. This was also received on October 15th. And I'd also like to note that according to the contractor, again, the boathouse will be 15 feet above mean high water at the highest peak, and the contractor says that the Mr. Sullivan's house is 25 feet above mean high water, so there should be some reduction in view, impact of the view, excuse me. So staff is sympathetic to Mr. Sullivan's concerns. However, the private pier is authorized pursuant to Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. The proposed boathouse would have also qualified for the statutory authorization had it not been protested. The boathouse will be located closer to the extended property line due to the adjusted location of the pier. The boathouse access, however, as I pointed out, is facing downriver in Mr. Sullivan's property. Therefore, Ms. Ortman should not have to cross in front of Mr. Sullivan's property to access her boathouse. Staff acknowledges that the boathouse adds to the aesthetic impacts of the project, but believe that the open-sided design minimizes those visual impacts. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project, after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. And I believe the applicant is represented by her contractor, and I also believe the protestant is here as well.
Okay. Any questions for Juliet? Mr. Tank.
Yeah, Julia, what's the blue line? Maybe I missed that in your presentation.
Oh, I'm sorry. The blue line, that is the pier, the actual pier structure. So that's the approximation of the pier. This red line is the upland property, and I actually added this little yellow dash line to show that this is the extended property line. Again, upland property stops at low water, and the property line doesn't necessarily extend out into the water.
Okay.
So that's what that is, and the blue part is the actual pier.
And remind me then of the red line and the green line.
The red lines from here are the existing dimensions as the pier is built now. The green lines are the dimensions as the pier would have been built if it were consistent with the original drawings.
And there's 10-foot difference.
Exactly, yes, there's a 10-foot difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Palmer.
Is Mr. Sullivan's boathouse an open-sided design?
It is, yes.
Okay. All right.
And how does he enter that? Where's the opening to enter that boathouse?
I believe it's also facing downriver, but you can. He's here. I think he could.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, I have one follow-up question. The pictures that you've indicated in your presentation show a lot of trees, shrubs, and you mentioned an incline that was steep. So what? There would have been some earthwork, et cetera, that would have had to have been done to put the pier in a more central location to the lot. Is that correct?
I believe so.
From your observation.
Yeah, I would think so, yes. But the contractor, he could probably answer more questions about that as far as what was entailed with getting the upland components constructed.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right. Is Ms. Ortman present or represented by her agent? Do you wish to be heard, sir? Let me swear you in. You swear the testimony you give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Joseph Alves.
Could you step a little bit towards the mic more?
See the mic there? Yep.
I'd just like to follow up a little bit on some of the reasons why we adjusted it. Generally what we like to do, just in case the riparian area is kind of vague sometimes, we usually like to try and follow the extended property line. So when we got on site and we started laying this project out a little more in detail, we realized that coming off the 20 feet and completely adjacent with the shoreline as it exists would have made us cross that extended property line. And also, as you can see on the other side of the property there, that side of the property is the most stable. There's only the riprap for that, however many feet that is. And as you get further down, the bank's in pretty bad shape. It's real steep. There's a lot of undermining. And yes, we would have had, it would have cost them a whole lot of money at this point in time to have done any kind of shore work in there. So we made the adjustments knowing that we were still staying on her side, of the property. The 10 foot, as far as these measurements go, these are approximate measurements. I didn't go on and pull a tape from his house because, of course, I wasn't allowed to. So I used Google Maps to get most of these, so they're off a few feet. But, you can see 260 feet from the center of his house to where the dock is now, where it would have been 265 feet at that angle to where the dock would have been to the original drawings. And, from 260-foot distance, that kind of space between the two, even if it's 10 feet, it looks like it's about that big. So, and if the other drawing, when you back it out and you see how vast this river is, the views would be impacted in a very small area. And this one as well, there's no navigational impact to Joe Sullivan's. You can see it's in this one that his boathouse sticks out, about 100 feet past this one towards the channel. So there's still plenty of room for them to navigate in and out and use their boathouse however they see fit.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Fowles? Thank you. Mr. Sullivan. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Joseph P. Sullivan. what's transpired today is full of updates that haven't been recognized and inaccurate information. I'd like to give you a little bit of background about the situation. I had no objection to the original drawings and didn't even ask any questions for a number of reasons. One is I wanted to be a good neighbor, and two is I believe that the people were sincere in maintaining the stipulated location of the steps and the pier. Immediately upon the first pilings being driven, I contacted Ms. Ortman in a friendly manner and informed her that as an engineer and having a master's degree, I also had laser transits, that it was my strong feeling that the initial pier locations by the pilings were going to indicate only one thing, that it was much closer to the drawings than what was stipulated. This is documented to Ms. Giordano in the emails that occurred as well as meeting notes. At that point, there was denial by Ms. Ortman, however, and also the contractor had located his barge on my property and twice has cut my invisible fence, which cost about $500 to repair in total, with no recognition, no sympathy, no remorse, no anything. The contractor has never made an effort to contact me about correcting the situation. Ms. Ortman has never reached out trying to correct the situation. So this has been a real disappointment because I trusted the Ms. Ortman and her extended contractor to locate the steps closer to her drawing than what occurred. And the warnings began before the steps were even constructed. The location is minimized by the it's only 8 or 10 feet closer. Well, it is a tremendous encroachment on my property. As you can see, I've put in literally hundreds of thousands of dollars into the shoreline with numerous permitting and following everything that was ever required of me, including extending, with the permission of the prior owners, the riprap and grading over onto their line. What has occurred is they're taking advantage of the situation and have admitted that they knowingly moved the steps, and I will also dispute the drawings that show the pier not being encroaching on the riparian line. They have done all of this without even communicating to me, with almost an arrogance. The county has been contacted. Dallas Johnson was the initial contact, and the information that was provided that they have no concerns is inaccurate. They, in fact, last week turned it over to building and zoning to review the situation, and no conclusion has been drawn yet about what will be done. In fact, the contractor knows this and should have brought it up because he has to provide drawings of where the steps are actually located in relation to the drawings. So what was transpired that the county doesn't have any objections is not accurate. They have not concluded what they're going to do about this encroachment. But I can tell you that it is a tremendous issue with the people, that all of the foliage has been cleared, and every time they access their boat dock and anything on that area, it's visible, and it's a very disappointing fact because it didn't have to happen. Just as the contractor said, it was only 8 feet and didn't contact me or anybody else. I stipulate the opposite. If it was only 8 feet, there's not that much of a terrain change topographically that they couldn't have constructed the steps. In fact, he said, this is a cost issue. It's not. It's disregarding what he stated to save money. There isn't any additional issues with the erosion and other problems which are going to occur on the property because of lack of care. This is purely a financial issue that they took upon themselves without contacting me, the county, or even marine resources. if I can go to the drawings, I dispute the contractor's drawings in the geometry of where the point is that the steps occur. The angle at which the boathouse turns, which is completely different than what is real. It is...
There should be a pointer there.
That's correct. I saw the rules, too. This geometry this geometry is not accurate on this drawing here as it appears on the real layout of the construction. And this area here is much closer to the, if not crossing, the riparian line. In addition to that, the Ortmans routinely dock their boat here. So when that is docked and tied up, it definitely crosses over the riparian line because this is inaccurately shown as a greater distance. So the other thing I would like to point out is when I applied for my boathouse permit, I had a 3 to 5 foot additional length that was allowed for the boathouse. In other words, I had to provide registrations of the boats that I had and the lengths of them, and the boathouse construction at that time, which was 7 years ago or so, could only be, I believe, 3 to 5 foot longer than the boathouse. If that stipulation is still in effect, or that rule or guideline, this boathouse is over 10 feet longer than the boat that the Ortmans own. And so if that is an issue, I would like to bring that up as well, because I was not allowed to build a boathouse longer than, I believe, 3 foot greater than the maximum beam length of the boats that I owned at that time. So what we have here is a failure to communicate by the Ortmans moving ahead when they had 5 different notifications that they were encroaching on the plans that they've drawn, and to this date have not reached out to me. So the remedy, Mr. Udarno informed me that there's no enforcement, even though they submit drawings that they recognize are inaccurate, there's no enforcement if it doesn't cross the riparian line. I believe that it does cross the riparian line. I've had to hire an attorney to research this. And in addition to that, the information about the county is inaccurate. They are reviewing this right now through zoning, and they have not issued a decision yet. The big issue is that regardless of whether the boathouse is 15 feet high from the mean low water, isn't the issue. It is. They have tried to minimize the impact of that as it moves closer to my line. And my answer to that is that if my statements are correct, which at this point I'm the only one that has been consistently correct in the statements. In other words, I informed them that they crossed the line, they denied it or ignored it. It will have a tremendous impact on it because it is moving the boathouse completely over, and as the Ortmans tie their boat up routinely to that wall, what I would call the back of the boathouse, it is over the riparian line. So at this point, I am very disappointed in the process. I have reached out to the Ortmans. They have ignored it. And so I've had to seek remedy through the county. And I will also continue to pursue this because I have taken accurate measurements, and they are different than what's being presented today, and it negatively impacts me.
Do you have those measurements with you today?
I do not. But it's easy enough to take their drawings and refute them because they're not accurate. The point where the, what I'll call the furthest right corner into the, the furthest right corner into the river is closer than 10 feet. This angle here, and if this is drawn here, is different than what really occurred. Just as now this has been revised to 10, when in fact it was 20. It's not just 10 feet. It's 100% closer. They're saying, oh, it's just 10 feet or 8 feet. It's no big deal. As a percent, it's 100% or twice as close as it was supposed to be. So minimizing it by feet isn't the proper way to evaluate it. It's much, much closer than stated.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Sullivan. Mr. Plumley.
Mr. Sullivan, do you have any photographs from your home showing your neighbor's pier?
Yes, but I don't have them with me.
You don't have them with you today? And you don't have any drawings of your own?
Today, no. Because okay. The county hasn't issued their ruling on the steps. And so my goal today was to communicate what's occurred and what's in process. Those are readily available, and I can provide them to the board.
Were you put on notice by Mr. Rowe that the county does not have an ordinance that prohibits the construction of this pier in its current location?
No. I talked to Dallas Johnson late last week, and he told me that it was being reviewed by zoning and that they would inform me of what they were going to propose to do.
Well, just so you know, we have in our packets an email from Matt Rowe dated October 8th to Juliet stating that the county's legal requirement is that the pier must be on one's own property. He had discussed with her that he has instituted a policy that the pier should be at least 10 feet off the side property line, but the key word here is should, since the county has yet to codify the policy. So according to the county policy, as long as the pier is on their property, it's appropriate.
Well, the action I was referring to were the steps. The steps have not yet been decided. The pier, again, that's a riparian issue. It's the steps that they just came out and reviewed, and they required a drawing from the contractor, and they have yet to make a decision on that.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Mr. Fowles, you have an opportunity to comment on anything you've heard.
Just a quick question. Is the steps relevant here at this point in time? Because if the steps, if for something, you know, my understanding is we're here about the roof. And if, if the county comes back to me with the steps, and I actually talked to Dallas last week, and when I did talk to him, all he said for their records is they would like a copy of the updated drawings. He didn't actually tell me that there was any further issue. Because after this started happening, I went straight to that office and talked to them and let them know what was going on to find out what their stance was. And they told me the same thing. They didn't tell me I needed to stop doing construction or anything of that nature. If they come back and they tell me that the step location is too close, well, then obviously I'm going to have to deal with it at that time. So that was kind of really all I wanted to comment on. Was
all right. Any final questions? Thank you. Staff have anything further based on what you've heard? Any additional testimony?
No, I think Mr. referred the steps are on the upland property. We are really dealing with what's in the river here. As we've described, the pier itself we feel is authorized by statute, and as a result of the project being closer than originally proposed, it had to come back to you since the boathouse was protested. With regard to the riparian issue, obviously we can't determine riparian boundaries between adjacent property owners. That has to be done by the courts. In this case, however, given the information we have, we felt like it was appropriate to proceed with the review of the project.
Tony, can you comment on the length of the pier? Mr. Sullivan said it's
RC's concerned it was longer than what he was allowed to have when he got his permit.
I think what he mentioned was the boathouse itself. And as I recall, and asking my staff just now when that was mentioned, that his boathouse was larger than the 700 square foot statutory limit for approval or exemption. And as a result, when that happens, we start asking about the size of the boat and the need for something bigger than what the statute allows without a permit. In this case, the Ortman's boathouse is within that statutory size limit. So
it's not
we don't
a length,
get at that
it's
issue.
It's not a length issue. It's a square foot.
Well, the boathouse is a square foot requirement, but that ends up translated into some length and need once you go beyond the 700 or 50 square feet. And so when we get beyond that, we start asking some questions about how big a boat do you have? Why do you need something bigger than what the statute would recognize?
Thank you. Any other questions for Tony? Matter is before the commission.
I would go ahead, Mr. Head. I think.
I can certainly sympathize with Mr. Sullivan. It sounds like he's had some issues with his neighbor, and in fact, there's been a some issues and upland issues that we have no jurisdiction over. However, the applicant is within his right or her right to pursue a pier that we see indicated in front of us today, despite upland issues or even issues of change in the location of the pier. So thus, I say that I move to go forward with staff recommendation to accept this application as presented.
Have a motion to approve the application of Alice Ortman, seconded by Mr. Plumley. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. The application is approved.